אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 482 את המאמר.
We're reading the article Love of the Love of God and The Love of God and the Love of Man. Article The Love of God and the Love of Man. You can ask questions live on CAP TV. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Love your friend as yourself. Rabbi Akiva says this is a great rule in the Torah. Collective and individual. The above statement, although it is one of the most famous and cited sayings, it is still unexplained to everyone with all its vastness. That is, because the word rule or collective indicates a sum of details that relates to the above rule, that each and every detail carries a part within it in a way that the gathering of all the details together creates that rule. And if we say a great rule in the Torah, it means that all the texts and 612 mitzvot are the sum total of the details that relate to the verse of love thy friend as thyself. It's difficult to understand how such a statement can contain the sum total of all the mitzvot in the Torah. At the most, it can be the rule of the part of the Torah and texts that relate to the mitzvot between man and man. But how can you include the greater part of the Torah which concerns work between man and God in the verse, love thy friend as yourself? That which you hate, do not do to your friend. If we can somehow reconcile the above text, here comes Hillel's statement to the foreigner, the foreigner that asks him to be converted, as it says in the Gemara, convert me so that you will teach me the entire Torah while I'm standing on one leg. He told him, that which you hate, do not do to your friend. This is the entire Torah. And the rest means just go and study. We see that he told him that the entire Torah is the interpretation of the verse, love your friend as yourself. Now, according to the words of Hillel, the teacher of all the Kabbalists of his time, it is perfectly clear to us that the primary purpose of our Holy Torah is to bring us to that sublime degree where we can observe this verse, love your friend as yourself, because it specifically says the rest means go and study. This means that they interpret for us how to come to that rule. It's surprising that such a statement can be correct in most of the issues of the Torah, which concern man and God, when every beginner evidently knows that this is the heart of the Torah and not the interpretation of love your friend as yourself. Again, don't do to your friend what you hate. If we can somehow reconcile the above text, here comes Hillel's statement to the foreigner who came before him and asked to be converted, as it says in the Gemara, convert me so that you will teach me the entire Torah while I'm standing on one leg. He told him, that which you hate, do not do to your friend. This is the entire Torah. And the rest means just go and study. We see that he told him that the entire Torah is the interpretation of the verse, love your friend as yourself. Now, according to the words of Hillel, the teacher of all the Kabbalists of his time, It is perfectly clear to us that the primary purpose of our Holy Torah is to bring us to that sublime degree where we can observe this verse. Love your friend as yourself, because it specifically says, the rest means go and study. This means that they interpret for us how to come to that rule. It's surprising that such statements can be corrected in most of the issues of the Torah, which concern man and God, when every beginner evidently knows that this is the heart of the Torah and not the interpretation of love your friend as yourself.
This means that there's a scrutiny here for us, that there is no more than this one mitzvah, love of others, because in love of others, all the corrections are included regarding the still vegetative and animate, and that in love of others, we also reach the love of the Creator, which is the gist and the purpose of the entire reality, existence. However, in order to keep the love of the Creator, for which we have no direct link, we're the opposite of his nature, and that's why we reach it through love of others. That's the preparation, the kli. And then we reveal the love of the Creator there as the fulfillment, as the light. That's why actually there is no question here. There's no problem here. The Torah was given in order to reach the love of the Creator through love of others, meaning to connect to the upper root, to the Creator, to be filled by His light and so to reach His degree, His dimension. That's why, even though it seems to us that love of others is a complete different direction than the love of the Creator, it's the opposite, actually. Only through love of others, as much as it does not attract us, on the contrary, it repels us. But this is the means by which we can reach adhesion with the Creator and the purpose of creation. Questions thus far?
Ken.
Yes.
Rav, ¿a qué se refiere lo que odias no le hagas a tu amigo?
What does it mean, don't do to others what you hate?
It means that I do not know what's good or bad for the friend. I don't know what's good or bad for the Creator. I measure it all according to what I am. I don't know you. I just look at you, and I don't even see you. I only see you the way I can see. In my vessels, I perceive your image according to my internal psychological vessels. I perceive your internal person, what kind of form of human being you are, etc. That's why I don't know who you are. So it says, love thy friend as yourself. What does it mean, yourself? How should I know how to love him? So I'm told, the way you love yourself, love him. You love something sweet, bring him something sweet. You don't like, say, something that pricks you, don't prick him, etc. Meaning, do all these good things to you as they are good to you, and avoid of doing things that are bad to you, doing him, avoid doing it to him. What does it have to do with the Creator? If you will now know how to do it to your friend, when it's above your ego, opposite of your ego, by that you learn how to relate to the Creator as well. Because behind a friend, seemingly there's the Creator. You just don't have the form, the pattern, the metrics by which you can pass to the Creator. So the friend, your friend, who's the opposite of you, gives you an opportunity to organize your relation to the Creator. And then you, this is the way you come to love the Creator. Love of the Creator means that you have come out of yourself to the friend. You have to do it. If you want to love Him, you have to rise above your own self-love to love of Him. When you end with the love for Him, you belong to the love of the Creator. Only then. Why only then? Why not on the way? You can't do it on the way because the Creator is whole. He includes this whole picture, this whole form, the entire Kli of Adam HaRishon. And there is no slightly in spirituality. That's why if you reach love of others and you conclude it, then you reach the love of the Creator. On the way, you also start revealing here and there a bit, but to truly love the Creator, it's only later. That's why it's written, love thy friend as yourself, and then from the love of others to the love of the Creator, one after the other. All right?
Toronto,
you have a question?
No.
Come on, such a big group today. Have only the best. I'm praying for you. Get stronger. Jerusalem.
Why did Hillel answer from the negative perspective of what you hate, don't do to others?
Again?
Why did he answer from the negative aspect of the matter, don't do to others what you hate instead of love another as thyself?
He said it. Didn't you read the article?
Yeah, but why on the negative side?
What does it say there? Read the article again and ask again tomorrow.
Okay, if tomorrow we have an opportunity, great.
No, tomorrow I'm going to ask you, don't worry, I'm not going to leave you.
Thank you.
So, until tomorrow, you can ask. Why does it say? Because the Gentile, one wants to convert, is addressing him. Meaning he has no form, no, he's not close to it. So he has to tell him in the closest way, easiest way. So he says, just start from not causing harm. That's half the correction already. But you didn't hear that, so read the article again. Let's move on.
Starting with love thy friend as thyself. We should examine further and understand the meaning of the verse love your friend as yourself. The literal meaning of it is to love your friend in the same amount that you love yourself. However, we see that the collective cannot keep up with it at all. If it had said, love your friend as much as your friend loves you, there still would not be many people who could observe it completely. Yet, it would be acceptable. But to love my friend as much as I love myself appears to be impossible. Even if there were but one person in the world except me, that would still be impossible, much less when the world is full of people. Moreover, if one loved everyone as much as one loves oneself, he would have no time for himself, but one must willingly satisfy one's own needs without neglect, for one loves oneself. It is not so concerning the needs of the collective, for one has no strong motivation to stimulate one's desire to work for them. even if one had a desire, could one still keep this statement literally? Would one's strength endure? If not, how can the Torah obligate us to do something that is not in any way feasible? We should not consider this statement spoken by way of exaggeration, because we're cautioned by the saying, "Thou shalt not add to it nor subtract from it." All the interpreters agreed to interpret the text literally. Moreover, they said that one must satisfy the needs of one's friend even in a place where one is himself in need. Even then, we must satisfy the needs of our friend and leave ourselves needing. The Tosfot interpret that anyone who buys a Hebrew slave, it is as though he buys a master for himself. And the Tosfot interpret that should one happen to have but one pillow, if one lies on it oneself, he does not keep, for he is happy with thee. And if one does not lie on it and does not give it to one's slave, this is Sadamite rule. It turns out that against his will, one must give it to one's servant. It turns out that one has bought oneself a master.
Questions? Everything's clear? Yes.
The state of love another as thyself, is it something mutual?
No. It's for each and every one. There's no condition about it from the other side. It's not an agreement. It's a must. It's an obligation from above for every man.
So can you specify what's the difference between this and the state of Arvut? In Arvut, in Matan Torah, he writes that a person can be relieved of any thoughts about himself, concerns, if he feels that there are 600,000 loyal, trustworthy lovers protecting him and so on. What's the difference?
Because over there they decide that they want to observe it. Here it comes from the Creator. When it comes from the Creator to a group of people, they're not a group yet, but when they accept the obligation of connection upon themselves as an obligation from above, in order to keep it, you go through torments against the problems and through the exile and everything we see in the Bible, and then they reach the recognition that they're willing to keep under whatever condition, and then they reach the Arvut. However, they understand that they have to demand this Arvut from themselves and from the Creator as well. And with such a connection, they're able to rise above their own nature. Otherwise, the Creator gave you such a condition you cannot keep. Meaning, to keep it, to accept it in general, yes, but to really observe it, no. And then we have to set all our hopes of correction, of connection, of existence in the Creator. And He makes a commitment, observes it. We observe it as man, and He observes it as mud.
So according to the degree of the Kli, sometimes this allows you to reach Arvut, and in more developed Kli you can reach love another as thyself?
Yes, of course. Everything is, all the positive forces come from above. The entire deficiency has to be revealed from below. That's all. That's why we have no problem. The only problem is to aim ourselves correctly, to raise from below, man, do this and give us and help us, like a baby who's taking the older, bigger person and pulling him. Just do that. I want that. And for him, it's very simple and clear that the upper, the bigger, has to do what he's demanding. He's not even asking. He's demanding. You should learn from this how we should behave. and the Creator enjoys it. First of all, that we are accepting that He is the greater one, that we belong to Him, that He belongs to us, etc. All the more so, the moment you start praying, asking, demanding correctly, we already evoke joy above. All right? Yes.
He repeated it several times that you have to explain the things as is.
As is, meaning the way you understand it. You don't have to philosophize about it or anything. As much as you understand and do it in our world. Almata.
Good morning, Rav. Thank you. Как совместить вот это понятие возлюби ближнего как самого себя? Ведь получается, что я сам себя-то люблю. How do we put together? А как теперь это совместить с тем, чтобы возлюбить love another as thyself and loving the Creator? Because the friend I love egoistically, so how is it related to the Creator?
Let it be egoistic in the meantime. Of course, you connected the group egoistically. When you want to attain the purpose of life, the purpose of creation, wholeness, completion, all the attainments you picture to yourself, bit by bit, by doing your business, that's the meaning of first you do it forcefully and then you'll want it. So you'll start relating to it differently. Kiev.
Rav, как убедить себя?
How to convince myself that by wanting to love, that when you want to love the more you want to love the friend, the more you see that it's impossible. Where's the justice here?
Only through work and request. You do your efforts in the society, and you're constantly requesting, constantly asking of the Creator. To simply do it in a way that non-stop. Efforts in the society, a request from the Creator. Efforts in the society and a request from the Creator. All right? Anyone else has a question? No questions? Well?
If I give a friend a present or I do something for the friend, until I'll feel that by this I give the Creator contentment, it doesn't mean that I'm giving?
No, you don't wait for that. It's written, love thy friend as yourself. There are no conditions here. Even if the friend doesn't want it, even if the Creator doesn't want it, doesn't matter under what conditions, the duty is yours.
What turns the giving into non-egoistic? I can say that the friend is a part of me and I give him.
Okay, say he's part of you. Say it. That's no problem.
I understand, only where does it stop being egoistic?
You'll feel that. Modin?
Rav, to overcome self-love, is it an opportunity to bestow to others?
Of course. Overcoming self-love, only then, and to the extent that you can overcome, you can bestow to others. But we don't do these calculations. We can't really rise above our ego. Even within our ego, start bestowing to others, and by that you also awaken the light. But it's the surrounding light that can appear even on vessels of reception. Where is it written in the introduction to the Panimi Otumus Birot that the surrounding light, the Omekif, can illuminate on the point of Tzimtzum, point of the restriction? Yes?
One more question.
No.
Well?
Love another as thyself. When the entire world does that, it's called Gemal Tikkun?
Again.
When the entire world reaches love another as thyself, this is called Gemal Tikkun?
No. Gemal Tikkun, the final correction, is when we're in adhesion with the Creator and in pure love. Then our vessels are truly full with all the non-chai.
And this is what all humanity has to come to?
That level the entire humanity has to reach, including you. Moscow.
We'd like to ask a few questions about the Congress and to say a few words about the Congress. Yesterday, we had a very amazing day. After we completed the Congress lineup Sunday, yesterday we completely changed the schedule for Saturday and Sunday with regard to the changes that are constantly happening. Today, after the morning lesson, we'll try to discuss the schedule with the World Kli, and tomorrow during the lesson to entirely present the Congress schedule from beginning to end. And we'd like to ask you, Rav, yesterday you wrote us that we have to have a discussion between the groups during the Congress, that we have to be in contact. So that now there is a connection from above, freedom of choice, and we have to support this as groups. So we're going to introduce this kind of talk between the groups during the Congress. So what should be the result?
I don't know, friends, how to do it. But you have to see that we must go into a connection forcefully, all of us. Not that all the groups connect to Moscow or some other central group, that everyone is in a mutual connection, mutual support, that they communicate and all the connections, all the integral connections in the integral system. When each one connects to everyone else, let's start putting life in there. And we'll see how much it helps us. In 2 days, like a whirlpool of connections, we'll see how it works. We want to connect. We want to awaken the connections between us that started in the beginning of creation. From Adam Rishon until today, they are disconnected. Let's start reviving them. Let's cause a flow of light in them. That's something we'll feel. This will be our spiritual revelation. That's why this is what we have to succeed in. We have to invest our strength there. How? I don't know. We have to have an opportunity, a technical ability, and a desire to be connected. That's it. Talk to each other and see. Oh no, we all know each other. We want to be together more in a connection that will cause the upper light to do the work already. The Creator will finish my work. We try to connect. The Creator will do it. We just need to try to do it. He'll do it. That's what we have to do. And then we'll start revealing the upper system. That's called the upper world. The connection between us in order to bestow is the upper world, where we feel phenomena above this world. It's from the other world, from that world. Let's hope we'll do that. Be successful. Try to do it. You need me, I'm willing to be connected to you each and every moment, during the day, whenever you need me. Well, and in the meantime, what is it?
Just an announcement. There is a virtual congress between the friends from Belgium and France are uniting, and I'd like to say thank you to all the friends that we received the strength to do it.
Wonderful. Very good. Wonderful. Let's hope they'll connect together, and also Holland will join together as well. Yeah, they have a big space there. So they can be 100 people can go into that place. There we see 4 or 5, I don't know when. Okay. And
daily task will be sent during the day. Let's sing.
סביבנו לפעמים זה שובר לי את הלב אם הגענו עד כאן זה סימן שכבר אין חזרה אז קדימה לדרך ויחד נעיר את הנשמה בואו נרקוד בואו נשיר ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר לא נתייאש, לא נעצור נלך רק ישר, לא נביט לאחור בואו נרקוד, בואו נשיר ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר לא נתייאש, לא נעצור נצא מהחושך ישר אל האור העולם יתקדם לו עליות פנינו לאן הכדור בידינו יום ועוד יום נזרז את הזמן כבר הלכנו שנים במדבר וחצינו ימים עכשיו אנו יחד נחזיק פה אחד השני בואו נרקוד ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר לא נתייאש, לא נעצור נלך רק ישר, לא נביט לאחור בואו נרקוד, בואו נשיר